why is it so important that we preserve the Yarra Bay and from this development? What would this development do to the bay?
Well, Yarra Bay is a pristine beach. We call it Yarradice.
I love that. That's fantastic.
Well, it is because it's one of the last remaining beaches in northern Botany Bay. It's home to Sydney's longest established Aboriginal community who have been living and fishing these waters for thousands of years. It's used by thousands of people all over Sydney for sailing, swimming, water sports, picnicking. There are famous festivals. They like the Greek Epiphany and cultural fishing festivals.
So it's a bit of a community hub almost.
It's a community hub. That's a great way of describing it because unlike other beaches, it has become it's a mixed community and it's used for so many different things. And it's absolutely beautiful. It's surrounded by bushland and it's one of the few places in Sydney where you can watch a perfect sunset. It's beautiful. And this is the place they want to destroy with a mega cruise ship terminal.
Yeah.
Which is why we've been fighting for a year and a half now to stop this.
So I remember when the idea of a secondary or a third, international cruise ship terminal was floated because I think it's that the bigger ones can't fit in the harbour or something along those lines?
Exactly. So there's one cruise line that's been pushing it, Royal Caribbean. They've commissioned these mega ships that take up to 8,000 people and are too big to fit under the harbour bridge. They're saying to the New South Wales government that you need a third cruise terminal to take these ships. You have cruise capacity constraints. But we're actually saying, no, we don't have cruise capacity constraints. We have White Bay, we have the overseas passenger terminal, we have Wollongong and Newcastle and minor ports and other cities around Australia have ports. Do we really need to destroy our natural heritage, our bounty, a place where the Indigenous people still fish on those waters and live there? Why do we need to destroy another beautiful area for the foreign cruise line industry? It's an American cruise line that is pushing this.
Mm. Yeah, the cruise line industry, the more research I do into it, the more problematic I find it.
Oh,
it
yes.
and why, I don't know, in my personal opinion, why are we ruining something beautiful that we have just so people can get on a boat and leave it?
Exactly. We should be promoting sustainable tourism. We're not against, expedition cruises and boutique cruises coming to our beautiful harbour. That we're not about destroying the cruise industry. We're just saying at this time when we're trying to transition away from carbon emitting, these ships are basically the equivalent. One ship is the equivalent of 1 million vehicles in terms of emissions.
Oh my gosh!
That's right. And the pollution, the sewage they dump. It's time that we moved away from this unsustainable tourism. And Sydney can be a leader in this.
Mm. How are local businesses responding to the proposal? Because I guess one of the big arguments for a passenger terminal would be that it would create employment and tourism and things like that.
We don't accept the cruise industry keep putting these figures forward about how it's going to create jobs and it's worth this much to the New South Wales economy. We reject that. First of all, a lot of businesses will be impacted, local businesses. We have Indigenous operators, fishing operations, the sailing club, catamaran clubs, the port operators. We have our busiest port in Botany Bay, and this will be impacted by a cruise terminal because they are going to have to build a new berth. They're going to have to build a breakwater. It's going to change the wave energy around Botany Bay. Mm. It's going to bring new traffic. Like, think about 8,000 passengers and crew for each ship, and they're going to have two berths there. Think of the traffic in Port Botany and what this means for our port. And we know for a fact that a lot of Tier 1 and Tier 2 operators at Port Botany are against this for that reason. We're trying to take trucks off our roads and buses off our roads. They've just built this, they're building this duplication, a second railway for freight because of the traffic and the trucks. Well, this is going to bring more traffic to our roads. So it's just bonkers from an economic perspective. It's going to cost the taxpayer at least $600 million to build. That's how much it is going to cost with the infrastructure and the breakwater and the terminal. And we're sort of saying there are other solutions in New South Wales that will be much less expensive. And this is not essential infrastructure, in fact.
Mm. How can concerned citizens address their all have their voices heard? Because I know there will be people out there listening who like you, think this is not a good idea and would not like to see it go forward.
There are so many ways. We've got Save the Bay Coalition, which is on Facebook, and we have a website. We've got a community forum next Sunday. But we can talk about that in a second.
Absolutely.
People can write to New South Wales ministers, the Premier, Scott Morrison. They can join our protest action. We're going to have a lot of protests, and we're going to announce a few people can actually bring people of influence to our coalition. Like, our coalition has been growing. We've got about 4,500 members.
Wow.
We have a number of community groups and businesses and faith-based organizations and councils, all aligned to the coalition. And we keep saying to people in the community that might be able to help us, please come to us. If you're an expert in anything, if you're we've got marine biologists, but we need more engineers to help us model. We need economists to help us counter the arguments the cruise line industry are putting forward.
Yeah.
So
and we need to be having those conversations too. It's about awareness. Going and visiting the bay, I guess.
Yeah, seeing how beautiful it is. Bay.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're not local, go visit. Go see how beautiful it is.
Come and have a look, because it is one of the most beautiful parts of Sydney. It's an area rich in heritage. We're calling it a heritage precinct. Calling this the Adani of Sydney, because on so many levels, this is an attack on culture, on heritage, on environment. We have a pristine marine environment there. We've got species there that you don't find anywhere else. Pygmy pipe horses and weedy sea dragons. We have a seal colony.
Everyone loves seals.
Oh, exactly. Come and meet the seals.
Come and meet the seals. That's what we're... So tell me about this community forum. So it's the 17th, which is next Sunday.
It's next Sunday. It's going to be huge. Like, they want to bring us the biggest cruise terminal in Australia. We're going to give them the biggest town hall meeting they've ever seen. We've already got like 1,200 people saying they're going.
And where is it being held?
It's at the Yarra Bay Sailing Club. Mm-hmm. The Yarra Bay Sailing Club opened its doors in 1927, and this is one of the businesses that's threatened by this. They teach kids how to sail. They've got famous sailing courses. They will not be able to sail in the bay once they build this cruise terminal, because the breakwater will basically change tidal flows. It will be too dangerous to really swim or do anything in the bay. And despite what the Port Authority say, they say that it will still be able to be used. We've done our modelling. Absolutely not. So we're saying, please come. We're going to have our MPs. We're going to have our councillors, mayors, land council, unions. We've invited the Port Authority to answer people's questions.
Great.
We've got the community speaking.
That's the most important thing. Everyone should be going with an open mind to, make up your own mind. Ask the questions of everybody who needs to be there.
Exactly.
That's why these sorts of events are so important.
They are. And we're going to make a few announcements of future protest actions, but also a few things that people can really, you ask what can people do, we're going to outline some really important actions on the day.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, Maria, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. But thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.